are you wearing? Oh, what are you wearing? Oh, what are you wearing today, today? What are you wearing? Oh, what are you wearing? Oh, what are you wearing today, today?
When I was growing up, there was a show that was on television. It was a news show, a local news station. And during the news show, when kids were getting ready for school, they did a little segment about kids getting ready for school. It was about like 7 o'clock in the morning on a weekday. And there'd be a guy that would stand in front of a large map, and it would show whether it was going to be sunny out with a big picture of the sun, whether it was going to be raining out with a picture of a cloud with little streaks coming out of the bottom to look like rain. And the guy, who looked a little weird, he was bald and squat and he looked a little predatory. And he stood in front of the camera with the weather behind him. And he said, what should kids be wearing to the bus stop today? They should be wearing a yellow slicker raincoat, long pants. And I said to myself, you know, there's something a little bit odd about a man standing on television speaking to people, telling them what little kids should be wearing to the bus stop or at all, what kind of clothes they should be wearing to school. It seemed a little bit, it wasn't perverted as much as it was uncomfortable and awkward. And to this day, I don't think it was right.
What are you wearing? What are you wearing? What are you wearing today, today? What are you wearing? What are you wearing? What are you wearing today, today?
My listeners should all be naked. There's no question about it.
Ron Van Dam is an experienced talk show host. Do not attempt to try this at home.
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Yeah, they do get a little bit weird sometimes, don't they?
Whatever.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the, you know, Ron Van Dam Show. Yes, that's right. How'd you know?
Sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, whatever your liquid libation may be in the morning, and join us as we take a look at the world around us. As much as it's a pleasure to be with you, the pleasure is actually all yours. And now, here's your host, Ron Van Dam.
Thank you, Julie. Welcome to the program. I am Ron Van Dam. That's true. He could make it today. He's here today. I'm not a substitute. I'm him. This is what I look like. See? Yes. How are you today? Don't respond. It doesn't work like that. It's not a two-way deal here. There's no immediate response. I know you're really involved in social media and you feel somewhat, you must engage everybody in everything, but sometimes the media doesn't allow for it. And this is one of them. You can't really respond to me. Oh, you could turn me off if you want to, but please don't. Because I have a really good show for you today, I do believe, at this juncture. By the time it's over, that could change. But right now, I think it's going to be pretty good. We have a guest on later on the show talking about something that really fascinates me, and I don't know the answer to it. It's artificial sweeteners. I don't have diabetes or anything. My doctor tells me that I have borderline everything. I have borderline high blood sugar. I have borderline cholesterol. I have borderline hypertension. I got a lot of borderlines going on. And I don't know that I really do. I just think my doctor tells me that I am, just to keep me in check. You know, if they somewhat threaten you, then you feel like, and then I feel like saying to my doctor, why do you even care? Why do you care? Why do you care? Why do you care so much? Do you really care about me? Or am I not just a customer? Am I not a number on a sheet of paper? Am I not just a nomenclature of identification? What do you really care? If I got really sick, you treat me. What do you care? Can you care for 100 patients all equally? Or do you really care about me? Because that's the way it looks. I have a female doctor, as I've told you so many, many times. And I've also told you it's awkward having a female doctor because when I'm in the examining room, I take all my clothes off. She keeps all of her clothes on. I'm not comfortable with that. Simply because she's a female, that's all. I'm figuring if I should take my clothes off, so should you. That's okay. Of course, if I had a male doctor, I wouldn't be saying this. Because I'm heterosexual, and that's just the way that works. Anyway, she seems to care so much. I mean, she's, Ron, you got to be careful about this. You got to be careful about that. And all that stuff. And I really feel like saying, are you like teasing? Are you leading me on? Why would you care? Are you that much of a humanitarian that you want everybody that you know to be healthy? And then I'm thinking, maybe they do. Maybe they have a certain amount of pride in their work where they want their patients to be the healthiest people ever. I don't know. I can't get inside their head because we're on a professional level. Now, if we were intimate, I would say that. But I'm not intimate with her. She's my doctor. The most intimacy we have is that she sticks her finger up my ass once a year for my little prostate exam. That's intimate. That's very intimate. But that's about it. Sometimes she'll tap my knee. Actually, I haven't had my knee tapped in years. Whatever happened to that? When I was younger, the doctor would take this little rubber mallet and hit me in the knee. I'm wondering if it's because I said something to piss them off. And they'd be sued if they hit me in the head with it, so they hit me in the knee so that they can avoid lawsuits. That they're taking their aggressions out on me. I think the doctor would hit me with a rubber mallet in the knee to see if my knee would go up, my leg would go up, to see if my reaction was still proper, and I guess that was a way of testing your reaction or your nerves or your muscles. I really don't know. But they haven't done that to me in about 10 years. And I'm thinking, is that because of all this abuse thing that's going on? And, you know, it's not acceptable to hit somebody with a rubber mallet, but it's okay to stick their finger up your ass. I'm not understanding the whole deal. There's one portion of the examination which makes me uncomfortable but not uncomfortable. She asks me during my physical examination to drop my pants completely. So I drop them. I put on this gown that apparently opens in the back, not in the front. And I keep thinking, you know, that's not the way you wear clothes. When I put on a shirt, I don't put it on backwards like that. Why are you asking me to put it on backwards? And if you're going to ask me to drop my pants to check my private parts, why am I wearing anything at all? Why am I even wearing a gown? By the way, I never pictured myself wearing a gown. Ron, you look lovely in your gown. Yes, I am the belle of the ball. With my gown that opens in the back, I am a debutante, quite obviously, yes. Yeah, she asked me to drop my pants, and then she actually feels my testicles. And that's kind of more than I get in my usual sexual activity. That's intimate. I don't know. You know, if you take everyday situations and you kind of turn them around and look at them, They do seem quite awkward, don't they? They seem a little absurd. I guess someone has to check my testicles. I don't know. I'll tell you, it's damn better than putting my boobs in a vise. I don't know how women do that. I guess that's what mammograms. I've never had one. I'm not a woman. I don't really have any. I have bosoms, but they don't. They just kind of lay flat, you know, like right on my skin. I don't have the protruded things. And women have to have them checked. And I guess they put them in a vise, like from shop class or something. I really don't know what they do. I've never accompanied anybody to a mammogram test, and I never had one done myself, so I really don't know what goes on, I must say. But every woman that I talk to says that they don't like it because it's very painful. I guess I consider myself lucky in that sense because my physical examination doesn't involve pain really at all. I don't know. Some men don't like the prostate exam. I don't see the problem. I really don't. It's not a painful thing. It's not a pleasurable thing, but it certainly isn't painful. I don't understand that at all. At certain points in the show, I find myself talking about things that I shouldn't be talking about, and that can be a problem for everybody involved. So at a point, you just say to yourself, that's pretty much enough about that for now.
You are listening to The Ron Van Dam Show, winner of every international and global podcasting award Ron has given himself. He writes them in crayon, on construction paper. It's actually kind of cute.
I apologize for that previous segment. Let's make believe that never happened. That's like in a court of law when there's a jury and one of the attorneys goes down a road that they're not supposed to, and the judge turns to the jury and says, I want that stricken from the record, and jury, I'm instructing you to forget what you just heard. Oh, well, really? Are you serious? You are listening to The Ron Van Dam Show. I do this every single weekday and can be heard on NewEnglandBroadcasting.com, NewEnglandTalkRadio.com, the Podbean Network, Podbean.com, on SoundCloud, whatever the hell that is, we're on that, iTunes, TuneIn Radio, and your Amazon Alexa thing, too. We're also on them. And I'm probably in your glove compartment in your car and just all over the place. Amazing, for a guy that never really leaves the studio, I'm all over the place. An obvious oddity of life is what I'm experiencing. What are you going to wear to the bus stop today, huh? Huh? Describe it to me. Are you into Facebook? Huh? Do you like reading ads from Russia? I have a Facebook page. I don't know what the hell you're going to do when you get there, but I'm just telling you, I have one. It's New England Broadcasting, The Ron Van Dam Show. New England Broadcasting, The Ron Van Dam Show. On Facebook, for no reason whatsoever. For those that like the show, I'm going to be, you want to know where I'm going to be for public appearance. I'm going to be at Sears Saturday at 10 a.m. I'll be picking out pants. Need some pants. come on down. I'm very confused about artificial sweeteners. I'm confused about artificial anything. It's probably not a great idea to have anything that's artificial. But yet, my doctor, this is going back to what I said like 20 minutes ago. My doctor said I have borderline blood sugar concerns. And then I said, well, what are you saying? He said, well, most people should have blood sugar concerns because most Americans eat far too much sugar, consume far too much sugar in their sodas and stuff. I said, well, I don't really drink soda. So I don't know what you're talking about. And I don't like sweets and I'd like chocolates, but I keep away from them. I keep away from cookies. I'm really a very good boy. I can tell you later what I'm wearing to the bus stop if you're interested. Maybe that's a little much. But I'm curious about artificial sweeteners because I hear stories about some of them being carcinogens, which has nothing to do with Johnny Carson. It has to do with cancer-causing agents, you know, making your chances of getting a cancer more prominent. And the more artificial stuff you throw into your body, they're made of chemicals. They're man-made little things, you know, the man-made things. Sometimes I'll throw an artificial sweetener into something, or I'll have something that's lower in calories because there's not much sugar in it. Milk has 12 grams of sugar per cup. That's a lot of sugar, man. 12 grams of sugar. If you're not into sugar, that's a lot of sugar. But artificial sweetener-wise, is there anything that's kind of natural and not really artificial that isn't really a sugar? Is there such a thing? Well, my guest today says, yeah, there kind of is. And it's been around for a while, but people kind of don't understand it. So I said, all right, look, I'll give my listeners a shot. Now, I don't endorse any product whatsoever because I just don't. I don't think it's a good idea. I present things to you. You do what you want. But just remember, this is, you know, it's an interview. It's not a commercial. So I'm going to speak to somebody who is going to tell me about a particular artificial sweetener that maybe it's artificial, maybe it's not. I mean, I don't really know what I'm talking about. Let's find out about this right now.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you, Ron?
I'm not so bad, really, when you think about it. Patricia Bannon is an MS and RDN. Got a lot of letters after your name. That's nice. That's good stuff. I don't have any at all. You can find her all over the media all the time. And we're talking today about something that affects so many Americans, and that's eating too much sugar. And we hear about it all the time. Laws are actually changed in some cities and towns and states accordingly. And we're always looking for an alternative to eating sugar. And we have them, but some are better than others, as I understand it.
Yeah, hi, Ron. So there are different types of non-calorie...
Hi.
There are types of different zero-calorie sweeteners out there, and my go-to is stevia in the raw, and the reason for that is because it comes from the stevia plant. Mm-hmm. It's a natural sweet extract.
Yes, and that's different than other sweeteners, and I want to make that clear because there are a lot of them on the market, and you hear good things and you hear bad things. Before we even go any further, stevia is a plant-based, which is different, right?
Yes, it is a plant-based zero-calorie sweetener, exactly.
Okay. All right. Now we can talk about eating some things that are somewhat sweet and do it happily. So that's what we're talking about. You have some favorite recipes. Have your cake and eat it, too. I love the title.
Yes, isn't that fun? So that is an e-cookbook called Half Your Cake and Eat It, mm-hmm. Too, which has a lot of the recipes I'm going to talk about today and other recipes, and you can get that at intheraw.com.
Okay. Let's to tantalize me.
Yes.
Because, you know, I love brownies, and I love all kinds of cookies and stuff, but I don't eat them because I know sugar's not great for me, and so I avoid having some nice flavors in my mouth.
Right. Well, that's one strategy, is just to avoid it completely.
Yeah.
Most people don't do that, and they especially don't do that around the holidays. So having some other options where you can enjoy it in moderation is really important.
Okay. They don't make sugar-free donuts, do they?
They don't, but you could if you used your own recipe.
Okay. Tantalize me with something here.
Okay, so one of my favorite recipes over the holiday, actually year-round, that the whole family likes, are coconut pistachio lemon bars. Oh. And to make these bars in a food processor, you're going to combine some pistachios, coconut flakes, some regular sugar, some Stevie and the Raw Baker's Bag. And the key there when you're baking with Stevie and the Raw Baker's Bag is you can replace up to half of the sugar in the recipe. And by doing that in this recipe, you're going to cut down on the total sugar in the recipe by 50%.
Wow.
And then, yeah.
Okay.
I can continue with that recipe if you want.
Please, please.
Okay. All right. So you're going to combine that in a food processor. You're going to add some whole wheat flour, regular flour, a little bit of salt, blend that up, add a little olive oil and some butter, and then you're going to press that crust into a baking pan. Mm-hmm. You're going to bake that up for about 15 minutes until it gets a cinnamon brown. Mm-hmm. And while that's baking, you can make your filling. Super easy and really delicious. You're going to whisk up some eggs, some lemon juice, some flour, some lemon zest, and you're going to use 1.5 cups of regular sugar and 1.5 cups Stevie and the Raw Baker's Bag. You're going to whisk that up, pour it into your over your crust, bake that for about 30 minutes, and then when it comes warm out of the oven, I like to top it with some chopped pistachios, a little bit of toasted coconut flakes. You just gently press that in, and this recipe and more, as I said, you can find it in theraw.com.
Wow. Okay, I like it when they're still warm. It feels like, I don't know, it's a psychological feeling too, isn't it?
It is, with warm cookies or something like that. But my tip actually on these lemon bars is they're fantastic chilled out of the refrigerator. Mm-hmm. So this is something you can make, and you can keep it in the refrigerator for a week and just pull it out when a guest comes over, and it's a healthier option to other baked goods.
Okay. Give me another one, and I'll sit here and write these all down.
Yeah, so another one, when you wake up in the morning, I don't know what time your show's on, but if it's early morning, my banoffee breakfast cookies are really fun.
Right.
Banoffee is a term which combines banana and coffee. So that's perfect to have in the morning. And these cookies, they have oatmeal in them, they have almond flour in them, and they have a nice little espresso drizzle on top, which is made with some espresso coffee, a little bit of regular sugar, a little bit of the stevia in the raw, and some almond butter.
Okay. Yeah, with the holidays coming up, you can't avoid this stuff. I mean, you know, someone's going to shove it in your direction one way or the other, and you got to do something about this. Not only is it great for, you know, your sugar concerns, but we're talking about tons of calories and sugar. Sometimes I look at sugar recipes and I see the number of grams. It's like, my God, I didn't know they came that high. It's very scary.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it can really add up, especially in baked goods. So this is a fantastic tip. You can really use year-round, but especially over the holidays when we have so many baked goods around.
And again, you can't not do that. You know, that's ridiculous. Okay.
Right.
Stevie in the Raw, is that like specifically like just stevia? I mean, why you determine the raw? Does that have any significance?
So Stevia in the Raw is a brand, and what I like about all of the In the Raw products is that they're a cleaner product. You've also got Sugar in the Raw Organic White. Now, to answer your question, the Stevia in the Raw Baker's Bag, that is formulated for baking. So it has the same sweetness, 1 cup, and maltodextrin is added to that so that it has the same amount of sweetness as sugar cup for cup, which makes it really easy when you're baking.
Okay. All right. Fine. Where can I find all these recipes?
You can find these recipes and more in a new e-cookbook, Half Your Cake and Eat It Too, which you can get at intheraw.com.
Perfect. Well, you've solved the problem. And, of course, for some people, it's not even a sweet tooth situation. They literally can't eat a lot of sugar. They're on the borderline of diabetes, which I believe is 98% of the country. I didn't take a survey, but I think it's pretty close to that. So, I mean, everybody should be kind of aware of that and start baking accordingly.
Well, I don't know if it's 98%, but you're absolutely correct. You have a large part of the population, I know, which is diabetic or borderline diabetic. So controlling your sugar intake is really important, as well as for all healthy adults.
Absolutely. I always thought, you know, if you eat like a diabetic, you'd probably be healthier than people that don't. So, I mean, that's like the one thing that maybe I'll make believe I do have so that I eat healthier anyway. I don't know. Why not?
Well, that's one strategy. but again, it goes back to my philosophy, which is really everything in moderation.
Yeah.
Don't have to deprive yourself, but a little bit of the fun stuff. And then one tip I give is make half your plate vegetables, especially over the holidays when you're at buffet tables. That's one thing that can really set yourself up for success.
Yeah, and you know, you train your body for things. If you eat a certain way, there comes a point after a short period of time where you kind of don't want the things that you didn't want before, that you did want before, and you do retrain yourself really for different tastes, different palates.
It's absolutely true, and that's specifically with salt. Sometimes if you cut down on salt, you really like salty foods, and within a 2-week period, what you used to enjoy suddenly tastes extra salty to you.
Very cool. Well, she's Patricia Bannon. Thank you so much for your time today. The book is all over the place, and you can find it everywhere that the books are sold. Have your cake and eat it, too. And thank you so much.
Thank you, Ron.
Take care. Bye-bye.
You too.
Okay. Yeah, you got to be careful, man. You got to eat right. I mean, I love pasta, you know, flour and water. You know, it's not really healthy or anything, but I love it. I love it. And I know where I can get my favorite pasta any time of day.
Hey, this is Bobby Marone, former heavyweight contender. But you know me as the guy who runs the area's favorite Italian restaurant.
It's Headshots, Bobby.
Headshots. Thank you. Hey, do you like pasta? Of course you do. Then you gotta come to Headshots this month for Pasta Lamusa.
Pasta Palooza.
Pasta Pacula.
Pasta Palooza.
Pasta Lanusa.
Pasta Palooza.
Pasta Paducah.
Pasta Palooza.
Pasta Patchouli.
Nice. Pasta Palooza.
Pasta Potato.
Pasta Palooza.
Mr. Potato.
Back on track, Bobby. Pasta Palooza.
Pasta Fajoule.
On the menu, but Pasta Palooza.
Patsy Cline.
No idea where that came from.
Pasta Canunza.
Pasta Palooza.
Pasta Cholula.
Pasta Palooza.
Jesus. Just come out and have some goddamn spaghetti.
Headshots now open Tuesday through Sunday at the corner of Flange and Hassenpfeffer.
I don't know if that location's still open. I think it closed down. I'm not sure. Anyway, I'm out of time. Oh, my God. I am out of time today. Sorry, no more show. Oh, it's okay. Come on. But I will be back tomorrow.
Oh.
I know. Until then, I wish you peace. Before you go, this thing ends, I just want to, we do surveys every once in a while, make sure that we're entertaining our audiences to the highest degree. I would like you to rate this program. I'm going to give you questions. Rate 5 would be excellent, 1 would be horrible. Will you do that? what you do is go to your phone or your cell phone or something and just press the number on your keyboard. 5 would be excellent, 4 pretty good, 3 good, you know, down to 1, which would be really bad. Okay, here we go. All right. Did you find that today's program had any value to you whatsoever? Press the key now. Seriously? Didn't have any value at all? Come on. Now let's do this again and consider what I did to get ready for this show today. All right, I'm going to ask you again. 5 would be wonderful. 1 would be horrible. Did this show today, this episode, have any value to you whatsoever? Press now. That's better. That's much, much better. Thank you. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Bye.